With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever in the world you are. This is David Samuel coming to you with another nugget. Today's nugget is all about anticipation and how overhyping ourselves or underhyping ourselves can be very damaging to success or to the enjoyment of a holiday or movie or concert or whatever it is that we're anticipating. In general, anticipation often is far more exciting than the actual event. Because we've built it up in our minds that, you know, we've heard that this is an amazing movie, one of the best ever. And we build it up in our minds that it's going to be just this amazing movie. And then we go and it doesn't quite live up to the hype and the expectations that we've created in our own heads. And therefore, we walk out ever so slightly deflated, thinking that wasn't really that great. Same thing with a holiday. We can build it up in our heads to going to be this unbelievable lifetime event, and then it doesn't quite live up to those expectations. And, you know, that's a little bit sad, a little bit disconcerting for us. And the same thing goes for when we have a project. You know, we think, oh my God, this project is going to take us so many hours. It's going to be so difficult. I've got so much grind to go through. And we build it up so much in our minds as to being this amazing mountain that we have to climb. And then when we actually get going and get on with it, it's not always quite as bad as we thought. Think about all the energy that goes into this hyper excitement for something that we're expecting to turn out extremely well, or the same thing when we build up a project to be something so, so difficult and worry about it in our minds and have sleepless nights over it. This is all energy going out the door, energy that could be saved to actually enjoy the event or to be used for the project. In other words, if you can keep this in balance, then it's a lot easier to come in with an expectation that, you know, I'm expecting a good movie. And if it turns out to be amazing, then you really enjoy it. And if it's just a good movie, you're good with it and you haven't built it up. And if the project is really difficult, you take it one day at a time, and when you get through it, you can be very proud of what happened, but you haven't built it up in your head to be, you know, 10 times the size than it actually was. And all that energy has gone into actually getting the job done. I think it's really important with athletes to not overhype an event that they're going into and think of all of the things that, you know, will happen if they do well. And the same thing is if they, you know, underhype it and think about all the things that can go wrong and how that they might not be feeling, you know, ready for it. Both of these things take an athlete to about to a similar place. One, the overhype athlete often starts on the line pretty lethargic because so much nervous energy has gone out the door before the event. Or they get to the event and they're very unconfident because they've really talked themselves into a hole and start lethargic because they have no energy because it's drained out of them. You know, come from different places, but end up with the same thing, which is a lethargic or listless performance. Ideally, it is so important to remember that all anticipation is basically assumptions that we make in our minds and not reality. So if you can temper your anticipation and stay pretty level-headed, and if the event is fantastic, great. You will enjoy it more than if you've anticipated this fantastic event and it just lives up to the hype. It's great, but it's unusual. So my nugget is simply this. See what happens when you get there. And that's why impromptu nights out can often be so enjoyable because you just weren't anticipating anything and suddenly it turned into a fantastic night. Or you go into a restaurant that you're not really thinking anything about and it turns into a fantastic meal and you really, really enjoy it. Whereas if you've hyped up a restaurant so much, the food has to be absolutely exceptional before it even meets what you've anticipated. So I hope that makes sense to you. And as always, please connect with me in any way you wish, social media or on email, because I'm always happy to hear from anybody who takes the time out to listen to my nuggets. Thank you very much.
Podcast Network.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.